Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a great show for you today. Yes, as the announcer alluded to, should you be taking Lipitor, Crestor, not just any statin, we want you to take those specific ones, atorvastatin and rosuvastatin. If you're going to take them, we'll come why and how it can prevent mental dysfunction as you get older. It's not just for your heart, but that heart data is that 50% of people from 49 on up should probably be taking it. And that probably means you, although it's only 50%. I think it's much greater than that. We'll come back to it. Another study this week, is Alzheimer's pathology different in different races? Yes is the answer. And how to prevent? Well, one of those things in how to prevent is that atorvastatin or rosuvastatin. How to cut children's screen time? Say no to yourself first. We'll talk about what the data are relating to that. We're also going to talk about unraveling the relationship between climate change and health. It's an important story, and reaction to smells may help diagnose autism. That's right. If you give early enough children smells that are specific, 81% of the time you can get autism diagnosed early, according to this study, and that can help get treatment early, which is very important. Can the White House convince Americans? Very important, because it leads to better outcome over the long term. Can the White House convince Americans that GMOs are safe? And we'll talk about why the White House would even think about that. It's thinking about that because there's a lot of apparent confusion about labeling. And I'll tell you some early data that may say that GMOs aren't as safe as we've thought they are. The FDA adds heart attack and stroke warnings to painkillers like naproxen, ibuprofen. What that means for you and what it means for your taking painkillers. And then, that is, you fall down or get a toothache or something, we want a painkiller, what should you be taking? The guest segment at the bottom of this hour is with Jack J. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N. He's a physician, otolaryngologist, and neurotologist, whatever the heck that latter means. But essentially what it means is he works on dizziness and the causes of dizziness. He's at the Silverstein Institute and Florida Ear and Sinus Center in Sarasota, Florida. He specializes in treatment of acoustic neuromas, ear bone deterioration, and other conditions that affect hearing and balance. We're going to ask him about his book called Dizzy, what you need to know about managing and treating balance disorders and how you can prevent them. That is, can you prevent them with exercise, and what exercises should you and should I be doing? Yeah, we all should be doing something. So that's Are You Dizzy, Dr. J.J. Wazen. W-A-Z-E-N. The second hour. Yeah, I know many of you don't get it. Some of you do get it, obviously. And you all can get it. That is, if your radio station doesn't carry it, you can get it by Tuesday of the week after the show is aired. We air live on Saturdays. You can get it Tuesday the week after at RadioMD.com. Pull it up in the podcast, and it's going to be a good second hour. The good, the bad, and the creamy, where newly banned trans fats still hide. Then we're going to talk with Gary Ginsberg, steaming up some arsenic in those clams, how you should protect yourself. Another hit for Roundup. Roundup, that pesticide, it kills butterflies. What's toxic, what's not? This Don Toledo sent in, but Gary Ginsberg is going to talk about hug a tree today to keep the MD away. And then growing fish oils without the fish. Well, guess what? Although that was a big story this week, you'd say, you got to be kidding, because fish don't make fish oils. What makes fish oils is the algae the fish eat, and they're now growing them in farms. Diabetes takes a toll on your brain and on my brain, and it's especially when the inflammation from red meat and yolks make brain pork is a red meat, makes brain dysfunction worse for diabetics, and what you can do to protect yourself if you are a diabetic or even if you aren't a diabetic. And then what was disappointing news from Great Britain, and I think this is Great Britain and not the world, but it said that few obese people are able to reach a normal weight or keep lost pounds off. It really means that what the Cleveland Clinic has done with its employees and how it has successfully done it should be a model for a lot of places, because our staff, that is the Cleveland Clinic staff, has lost 0.5 BMI points a year for the last 5 years. What that means is they've lost, if you mean in about a pound and a half or 7.5 pounds on average for the average person, whereas in America the average person has gained about a pound a year. So this is really remarkable work at the Cleveland Clinic. But this story came from Great Britain, showing following a little over 1,200 men and 677 women. No, they actually followed. I'm sorry, those are the numbers, the chance of keeping the weight off. This was a study of over 176,000 obese people from Great Britain. We got news for them on how to do it. Alaska governor to use executive authority to expand Medicaid. I was wondering how many states still aren't accepting the money to increase their citizens' care. I know that some of the red states don't, but I don't know how many of them don't. In Alaska, they get to cover 42,000 more people because of what they're independent. I didn't realize there were any governors that weren't Republicans or Democrats, but this is independent Governor Bill Walker has done this. We're also going to talk about Congress votes to extend a Medicare house call program, and probably the story that'll get most play that I didn't even tweet about is that sexual intercourse may be an effective way to clear distal ureteral stones. We'll talk about that in the second hour, probably. That is, if you have kidney stones, one of the best ways of getting rid of them is to have sex. And then one of the other things that is good, 7 of 10 people with heart problems regularly take aspirin. That's a good thing, but you really want it to be 10 out of 10. I don't know why it isn't 10 out of 10. It should be 10 out of 10. And we'll cover that story as well as one story that is a horrible part of the story. That is, casual smoking is increasing among American women. 27% of women are now smoking, much higher than you'd expect. But this was a large study that asked young women, that asked women between the ages of 18 and 25, if they had smoked part or all of a cigarette in the past 30 days. While heavy smoking is decreasing, 62% of women who were smoking, and that's 62% of the 27%, were very light smokers, but they were smoking. And this very light smoking still gives them a sizable risk. Those are the major stories we're going to talk about in this, You, the Owner Manual radio show today. If you have a story, you can email us that you want us to cover or talk about what the medical implications are. Just email us, because it's fun to get the stories that you send in. And in fact, Donald, I got to thank you. Don from Cleveland has sent in some stories. So has Mary, and so has a Jane. So thank you all. This is actually the first week I can remember having multiple people send in stories, and they're good stories, as I said. So thank you very much for doing it. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. And when we come back, we're going to go right to that story, that really important story about if you're over the age of 49, should you be taking a statin, and a specific statin? And the answer is yes, atorvastatin or rosuvastatin. And I'll talk about why it's more than just heart disease prevention. We'll be right back on You, the Owner Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Thank you. It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, M.D.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD Live. Casual smoking is increasing among young American women, a study showed. This is a horrible news for us because smoking even 5 cigarettes a day increases your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, decaying orgasm quality, and even wrinkled skin, as well as increasing your risk of 11 different cancers now. And it increases it not a little, but a lot in those arterial diseases. Well, this study says that for a large swath of young American women, light smoking is growing in popularity. We've had this wonderful thing over the last, 50 years now, since really 1965. So it's 50 years. We've decreased smoking in general from about 40% of all Americans to now down to a little under 17%, 16.1% all over. But this study looked just at younger women, 18 to 25, and they found that 27% of them admitted to smoking in the last month. Now, 62% of those were light smokers. What does that mean? It means that roughly 13% of the smoking women in this age group are doing more than 5 cigarettes a day, but there is a lot of women who are smoking a little bit, and we're afraid that will addict them for the long term and cause a huge amount of disability on their part. It's not easy to quit once you get started. That's the whole point of it. So probably that's the worst news. Some of the best news: you should consider taking, and I use consider in my loosely, I would actually say almost everyone over the age of 49 should really have a serious discussion about taking atorvastatin, what formerly used to be known as Lipitor, and rosuvastatin, what is known as Crestor. These are related to the controversial new cholesterol guidelines that were released last year, but these were studies that followed up on them, and they lend support to those guidelines, which vastly increase the number of Americans advised to take these drugs, because it isn't just for heart disease. And what is amazing, these two are specific. Atorvastatin and rosuvastatin don't accept any of the others, if you will, such as simvastatin. I don't think they have as good a data on preventing and decreasing inflammation, especially brain inflammation, and preventing mental decline. And they don't have as good data on preventing cancer. They have the same data, it looks like, or almost as good data on preventing disease. But what is new about the atorvastatin and the rosuvastatin is they prevent mental dysfunction and they prevent 9 different cancers, probably because of their anti-inflammatory. So forgetting even those benefits, the study suggests in the new study that these new guidelines are much better at identifying who's truly at risk of a heart attack and should be given statins for that reason. 50% of people should be given it just for the heart attack. That is, they have a heart attack risk of 7.5% or more in the next 10 years. That is reason enough for about 50%. But I believe for the rest of the people, that's a large number, the other 50% should take them for preventing mental dysfunction, and specifically take rosuvastatin or atorvastatin. Those are the ones that are best at it. And take them if for both preventing mental dysfunction and for cancer. So talk to your physician about this. This is an editorial this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It says that roughly 56 million American adults, almost half of those 40 to 75, should be advised to take statins under the new guideline, which really is up from about 43 million. And how many are taking them? About 20 million. So we're way behind in who should be taking them. And we do believe that most people should be for their other benefits, that is, not just their heart attack prevention benefits, but also the mental dysfunction benefits. Is Alzheimer's pathology different in different races? We never thought that. Mental dysfunction as you got older. Well, it turns out that about twice as many African-American or blacks get mental dysfunction over the age of 85 as Caucasians get it. And when they looked at the brains of these people, it wasn't just Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's disease process was about the same. What was more in the African-American was, in fact, mental dysfunction due to other processes on top of the Alzheimer's. That is, the answer was it wasn't just Alzheimer's disease that was causing the mental dysfunction. Many of these people suffered from hypertension and hypertensive mental disease. That is, hypertension affects the blood vessels to the brain, and many of these people had that problem in addition to some Alzheimer's, and the two made it much worse. And so that's the answer why it's thought that, in fact, the Alzheimer's disease is twice as common, if you will, in the black population over the age of 65 as it is in the population of Caucasians. It's a study that was published in Neurology, and on July 15th, if you want to look it up, and they looked at 122, the pathology in 122 brains. So not as huge of a study as most of the other studies we have, but still pretty darn sizable. I want to get to one more subject, and this article was sent to me not only by the people who cull articles for me, but also by my son. And it was, and I guess you can say he was maybe trying to make a point with me, but how to cut children's screen time? You cut children's screen time by saying no to yourself first. Two experts at the Harvard School of Public Health actually now offer you a free guide, Outsmarting the Smart Screens, a parent's guide to tools that are here to help. So you can get a free guide. Go to Outsmarting the Smart Screens on Google, and they'll give you a free guide. It counters the weight gain that it can accept, that can accompany excessive screen time. But what this article really says is that parental behavior really were the strongest influences on children's tendency to abuse electronic media. Some parents are perpetually turned into their own devices, responding to every ping of the cell phone and tablets, receiving and sending messages at times that would enrage anyone. Other parents fail to establish and enforce appropriate rules for their media by their children. The researchers found that when parents were divorced themselves from their own devices, the children were more likely to be attentive and to gain school benefits. When the parents were absorbing their own devices, the children were more likely to act out, apparently in an attempt to get their parents' attention. This is especially true, if you will, and the problem was especially cited by Dr. Steiner Adair about parental failure to pay full attention to their children at critical times of the day, like when they're dropping them off at school, when they pick them up from school. It's felt that these should be self-free zones. She said, when you walk in the door and come home, unplug the first hour, use that as time to reconnect with the family. Same thing when you pick up the kids. Don't say, wait a minute, I have to finish this call. Have it done in advance. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Hope that helps. We're going to see and talk to Dr. Jack J. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, about balance disorders, strategy to help you get your balance back. He wrote a book called Dizzy, wonderful book. Dizzy is the name of the book. We'll be right back.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, Well, 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 EvenHotels.com. Discover Even Hotels.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parents-are-the-key. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a special guest for you. As usual, this is the Book Hour, and this is Dizzy. That's right, that's the name of the book. Jack Wazen, Dr. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, is a ENT surgeon, I think. I think he's an ENT surgeon. The website is earsinus.com, and he's a partner at the Silverstein Institute and the Florida Ear and Sinus Center in Sarasota. So we have a big station in Tampa and another one in Orlando, so you can call Dr. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, for personal attention. He's the author of Dizzy, What You Need to Know About Managing and Treating Balance Disorders. Dr. Wazen, thanks for coming on.
Sure, thank you.
By the way, if you ask, you want to ask questions of Dr. Wazen, it is udocs, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and I'll pose them to Dr. Wazen. Dr. Wazen, one of the questions we got in advance when we asked this was how common is vertigo as you get older? Is it more common as you get older? And is there some exercise I can do? This is the question. Is there some exercise I can do to prevent it as I get older?
Vertigo is definitely more common as we get older. But it's important to define our terms. What is vertigo? Because everybody defines it, could define it differently. When we talk about vertigo, we're talking about a specific sensation of spinning that occurs either spontaneously or that is precipitated in certain head movements or body positions. So the most common type of vertigo as we get older is called benign positional vertigo. And that lasts a few seconds when the person either looks up, lies down, put the head down, rolls over in bed, or lies down in bed. So that is the most
type. Why is that more? Why is that more common as we get older?
Well, there are different causes for this type of vertigo, and one of the causes are degenerative changes and aging changes in the crystals that we have in our inner ears that are responsible for our sense of gravity and sense of balance. We all have these crystals that look like microscopic, like powdered sugar that are lying in a gelatinous layer like jello on top of cells called hair cells. When these crystals start degenerating as they age, they lose the ability to stick to each other and they become floaters. As they float in the inner ear fluid, then they float into a part of the inner ear where they do not belong and they cause that vertigo.
And now, do they always degenerate? Is this just a process of they've been in the fluid so long they get old and we don't renew them? Or do they always degenerate, or do they sometimes degenerate? And is there, if you live to 120, will they 100% degenerate?
If we looked at the electron microscopic picture of these crystals, the older crystals don't look as pretty as the younger crystals. So there is a degenerative process that goes on regardless. But they do not always fall off base and become floaters. So there are people who never have positional vertigo, and there are people who have it on a recurrent basis. And we cannot tell, you know, who's going to develop that. There are certain things that make it more happen, such as people who are involved in a lot of physical activity, jumping, running, bouncing, pounding, jogging, aerobics. These tend to maybe promote more of the dislodgement of these crystals than not.
Now, so one of the questions we got was one I put with this is, this person wanted to know, is there an exercise? In other words, he said, I heard that ping pong is a great game to prevent or to help treat vertigo. Is that right? And he said, what other exercise? Is it quick change? Does racquetball help? Should I be playing that?
I think we should all be playing ping pong and racquetball. That's not going to change the incidence of the positional vertigo that I just spoke about. What the question probably meant is talking about disequilibrium or balance difficulty. So there are three types of symptoms that people confuse with each other. One is vertigo, which is the actual spinning sensation. You're on a merry-go-round, you get nauseous, sometimes you vomit, and if it lasts a long time, you will vomit or you may develop diarrhea. That is vertigo. Another type of symptom is called disequilibrium, and that is when the person is having difficulty walking a straight line. They feel like they struggle walking. They feel like they're walking like a drunk. That is not vertigo. That's disequilibrium. And the third symptom, now those people with disequilibrium, if they're sitting down or lying down in bed, they're fine. They have absolutely no symptoms. The symptoms occur when they get up and walk. And the third type of symptom is dizziness, and dizziness is a more, ill-defined symptom that people have more difficulty explaining, because some people say, well, I feel lightheaded, or I feel like I'm feeling faint, or I'm feeling giddy, or I'm feeling dizzy in my head. So more ill-defined because it does not have the spinning component and it does not have the equilibrium component. So these are three things that are caused by different causes that could occur to different people. So the exercise, like ping pong.
Are there specific exercises that help each of those?
Yeah. So the exercise like playing ping pong or doing Tai Chi or doing yoga or playing the racquetball, as you said, all of these are very good exercises because they stimulate the balance system. They stimulate the visual as well as the inner ear responses, as well as the proprioceptive responses. These are the sensations that come from our feet, from our legs, from our joints, to keep us in balance. Our balance system is based on three main systems that bring in information to the brain. The inner ears send in the information like a radar giving you your position in space and your movement in space. Your eyes, which give you the sensation, the positional sensation because of visual cues, and your feet and legs and ankle joints and hip joints that give you the sensation of movement because of the position of those structures in on the ground. So if all of these structures are working well and together, we have perfect balance. If any of these structures have issues, then we're going to lose balance. So exercise is key to maintaining the relationship between all of these organs.
We're talking with Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, who's written this fabulous book called Dizzy, and he also has five strategies to help you get your balance back, which we'll talk to him and get after the break. We have another question, Jack, that was emailed in, which is, what is Meniere's disease? I was diagnosed with it, and what can be done about it? And we will get to that also when we come back from the break. Five strategies to help you get your balance back. Stay tuned to Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N. The book is called Dizzy, Balance Disorders, Strategies to Help You Get Your Balance Back. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Packing for a trip, I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live longer and healthier. We're talking with Dr. Jack Wazin, who is a physician, an otolaryngologist, which means ear, nose, and throat, and he specializes in ear and balance disorders. He's a partner in the Silverstein Institute and Florida Ear and Sinus Center in Sarasota. You can see him on the web at earsinus.com, earsinus.com. And he is in, as I said, Sarasota, since we've got 50,000 watts in Tampa covering this, and another group in Orlando and something in Miami. So we should have Florida pretty well covered, do have Florida pretty well covered. You can all get to drive over and see Dr. Wazin, who obviously has a great set of information. You've heard it for the first part of this interview. Dr. Wazin, the question came in, what is Meniere's disease? My daughter was diagnosed at, what is it?
Oh, Meniere's disease is a disorder of the inner ear that consists of a group of symptoms. It is primarily recurrent attacks of vertigo, spinning vertigo, that could last from minutes to hours. With nausea, sometimes vomiting, sometimes diarrhea. It also includes fluctuating hearing loss, which means during the attack, the hearing drops in the affected ear and then slowly recovers afterwards. It includes tinnitus, which is a noise, a roaring kind of a noise in the affected ear, and a sensation of fullness and pressure in the ear, as if the ear is under pressure. So all these symptoms come together. They make you very sick, and then they just go away on their own, only to come back at a unpredictable time. It could be weeks, it could be months, it could be years.
So now the questioner said she could not, my daughter could not walk for about an hour and even have difficulty talking. Is there medicine she could have taken, or if this comes back again, is there medicine she can take?
Yes. The question is why she could not talk. I just want to make sure that her inability to talk is because she was too ill and too dizzy to be able to talk. I just want to make sure that we're not dealing with a neurological disorder where people could lose the sense of speech as part of a mini stroke or a migraine kind of disorder and so on. Because in pure Meniere disease, you do not lose the ability to speak, but you probably do not want to because you're too ill to converse. So assuming that we're dealing with clear cut Meniere disease, there are medications to decrease and cut the severity of the symptoms. The classical is something called meclizine. It's a type of anti-vertigo pill. The trade name for it is Antivert. Others would include something like Dramamine. Now sometimes we use Valium, or Ativan. These are all sedating type of medications that cut on the severity of the vertigo. Patients who have a lot of nausea and vomiting may require another means to receive the medication. So we use Compazine or Phenergan suppositories in order to allow them to maintain the medication so that they not vomit them out. Of course, if the patient goes to the to an emergency room, they will be given the medications intravenously.
Great. Now, I should make a comment again that Dr. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, author of the book Dizzy, has 5 strategies to help us get our balance back. Number one, he said, is try Tai Chi or yoga. How does that help us?
You know, the more we enhance our visual, inner ear and proprioceptive cues. Again, proprioceptive is the feet, ankle, and hip strategies in balancing ourselves. The more we exercise these systems, the better we control our balance. So the slow movement of Tai Chi and the stretching and the slow movement of yoga is good to enhance this relationship. Balance disorders are not like if you're ill with anything else, you know, you sit down and you lie down and you get better. If you have a balance disorder, if you sit and lie down, you're never going to get better. So if you have a balance problem, you need to get up and practice and get therapy. So the home therapy, such as Tai Chi and yoga, is an easy way to do it. Sometimes patients require more specialized therapy. It's called vestibular rehabilitation therapy, and that's given by physical therapists who specialize in these types of balance exercises. So for your listeners who... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jack. I'm sorry.
Yeah. For listeners who want to know where to go for that, there is a website for the Vestibular Disorders Association. The Vestibular Disorders Association is based in Oregon, and their website lists people who specialize in this type of therapy in the different states. So you just put in your zip code, and they could guide you as to where to go.
since we're running out of time, I thought I would go and talk about the other of the five secrets. Number two, take off your shoes. Number three, cope with busy spaces. That is, keep your eyes focused on what's right in front of you and don't let your eyes wander until you need to look at something new. For example, when you're reaching for a product on the shelf. Secret number four, learn your visual weaknesses. And secret number five, change position slowly. If you want to hear more about those, you're going to have to get the book Dizzy, and it's a great book to get. The book is called Dizzy, D-I-Z-Z-Y, by Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N. Get it today. This is a great resource. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Enhanced water as active as you are. Refresh and recharge with Lily of the Desert's Aloe H2O. Each crisp, cool bottle contains over 200 active, health-boosting nutrients from organically grown aloe vera. Aloe H2O is the perfect enhanced water for when you're running on the treadmill, walking the trails, cruising with the top down, or even sitting on your front porch. With only 30 calories and 6 grams of sugar per bottle, you can feel good about staying on track with your health goals. Learn more about Aloe H2O at lilyofthedesert.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.